invoking assistance from the tomb of the holy imams.
بفرمایید آقای گرامی، علمای شما دستور دادند که پس از زیارت زائر دو رکعت نماز زیارت به جا آورد. آیا نماز برای امام
سید سلطان الواعظ این شیرازی؟ Every day thousands of Shias stand before the tombs of the dead and invoke them for assistance. Isn't this practice an example of worshipping the dead? Why do the ulama not object when millions of them put their faces on the ground prostrate in worship of the dead? I wonder at how you still call these things monotheism. Your ulama say that when the pilgrims have finished their ziyarah in the mausoleums of the imams, they should offer two units of namaz ziyarah. Perhaps they do not intend it for the name of Allah, otherwise what does namaz ziyarah mean? Is it not polytheism to offer the ritual prayer for the imam? Pilgrims who stand with their faces towards the tomb and offer prayers are the best proof of their polytheism. This is in your authentic books. Can you defend your position?
جناب شیخ، بفرمایید ببینم آیا تا به حال به زیارت رفته اید و اعمال شیعیان را از نزدیک دیده اید؟
نه خیر.
پس از کجا میگویید شیعیان رو به قبر امام نماز میخوانند؟
از روی همین کتاب آقا.
من این قسمت رو از روی کتاب میخوانم، خود شما قضاوت بفرمایید. مینویسد بعد از تمام شدن زیارت 6 رکعت نماز خوانده میشود، 2 رکعت هدیه به امیرالمؤمنین، 2 رکعت هدیه به حضرت آدم و 2 رکعت.
Have you ever been on such a pilgrimage and seen the pilgrims firsthand?
No.
So how can you say that the pilgrims offer prayers with their faces towards the tomb and that this prayer of ziyarah is a sign of polytheism?
Your books say that they should offer namaz ziyarah for the imam.
Let me read the instructions concerning ziyarat until we reach the subject of prayer, which is the point of your objection. The instructions are as follows. When the pilgrim reaches the ditch of Kufa, he stands there and recites the following. Allah is most great. Allah is most great. The possessor of greatness, sublimity, and eminence. Allah is most great, the possessor of greatness, holiness, glory, and grace. Allah is most great, above that which I fear. Allah is most great. He is my support. On him do I rely, and in him lies my hope, and towards him I turn. When the pilgrim reaches the gate of Najaf, he should recite, Praise be to Allah, who guided us to this. We should not have been guided if Allah had not guided us. When he reaches the gate of the sacred courtyard, he should recite, after praising Allah, I bear witness that there is no God except Allah, the One. He has no partner. I also bear witness that Muhammad is his servant and his prophet. He brought us truth from Allah. I also bear witness that Ali is a servant of Allah and brother of the Prophet of Allah. Allah is most great. Allah is most great. Allah is most great. There is no God except Allah, and Allah is most great. All praise is due to Allah for His guidance and His support to respond to what He has revealed on the way to Him. When the pilgrim reaches the gate of the mausoleum, he should recite, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, the One. He has no partner with Him, until the end. When, after having asked the permission of Allah, the Prophet, and the Imams, the pilgrim reaches the inside of the mausoleum, he recites various ziyarats, which contain salutations to the Holy Prophet and the Commander of the Faithful. After ziyarat, he offers 6 rak'ats of ritual prayer, 2 rak'ats for the Commander of the Faithful, and 2 rak'ats each for the Prophets Adam and Noah, who are buried in the same precincts. Respected gentlemen, for Allah's sake, be fair. From the time a pilgrim sets his foot on the soil of Najaf until after He offers his namaz ziyarat. He is busy remembering Allah.
How is that when we fall down on the ground and put our forehead on it, this action would not amount to prostration?
Prostration depends on intention, and intention is a matter of the heart. Only Allah knows our heart's intentions. For example, we may see people lying down on the ground in the manner of ritual prostration. It is true that prostration to anyone but Allah is not proper, even though it be without any intention. However, since we are not aware of their heart's intention, we cannot call it ritual prostration. Therefore, prostration in a manner similar to the ritual prostration, but without its intention, to show reverence to someone, is not polytheism. For example, the Prophet Joseph's brothers prostrated before him. At that time, two prophets, Jacob and Joseph, were present, but they did not forbid them to do so. Allah says in the chapter of Joseph in the Holy Quran, "And he raised his parents upon the throne, and they fell down in prostration before him. And he said, O my father, this is the significance of my vision of old. My Lord has indeed made it to be true."
لي خمسة أطفي بهم نار الجحيم الحاطمة لي خمسة أطفي بهم نار الجحيم.